Welcome to The Reasons We Smile with Dr. Kvitko, the show that brings you man-on-the-street interviews, celebrity guests, groundbreaking research, and heartwarming stories about the reasons we smile. Our show is also known as everything you've always wanted to know about dentistry, but we're too numb to ask. Hello, I'm General Dentist Dr. Kvitko, and thank you for joining me today.
The following views and opinions do not necessarily reflect those of this station, its staff, management, or parent company. To hear a replay of this show or one of the great shows that previously aired, log on to thereasonswesmile.com or iTunes. Keyword, Dr. Kvitko, or The Reasons We Smile. Listeners should not use Dr. Kvitko's comments and advice in place of an actual dental exam.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kvitko.
Time now for The Reasons We Smile with Dr. Kvitko. Call 459-9769 to discuss your dental issues. Now, here's your host, Dr. Kvitko.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to The Reasons We Smile. I'm Dr. Kvitko. This is episode number 433. Hope you're going to have a great day. I know I am. And, hey, before we get started, let me remind you, if you want to follow me on Twitter, it's at Dr. Kvitko. And if you would please go to my office Facebook page and like us, that would be awesome. Also, all past episodes, complete with videos, are available at thereasonswesmile.com. Today, the show is going to be interesting. We are going to bring you 15 reasons to date a dentist. Now, I'm not single. I'm not talking about me. I'm talking about the dentists out there that are single, and if you might want to consider dating them, we're going to give you 15 reasons why that might be a good idea. We're also going to mention 7 signs of disease your teeth can reveal, and if there's time, 8 ways you've been brushing your teeth all wrong, okay? Now, also, before we get started, let me ask you to tell your friends that on June 10th, from 7 a.m. until 4 p.m., I will be holding a Dentist from the Heart charity event at my office, 4308 North High Street. We'll be doing free fillings, free extractions, and free cleanings. If you'd like to be a volunteer, please call 614-262-9588. And we especially need dentists and dental hygienists, also dental assistants, although they're a little easier to get. And we need lay people that don't do anything dental but want to come and help with registration and people getting to where they need to be at the right time. All right, so let's talk about today's topic. And by the way, this list is from eHarmony. And the one reason that you may want to date a dentist is sweet kisses. Expect impeccable dental hygiene and fresh breath. I know that's a concern because I remember seeing my 4 or 5 of my female dental assistants in their room where they have a couple computers and they each have a desk. And I remember somebody was, you know, doing the matchwhatever.com and they were saying, look at that guy's teeth. I would never kiss that. But turn that around. If you're dating a dentist, chances are that's not going to be an issue. All right. Dentists are smart and smart is sexy. Now, I think that's, there was a time when being smart wasn't sexy. There was a time when being smart was just plain being a nerd, right? And I would bet most dentists are pretty nerdy. And yet, it seems like the nerds have won because everybody wants to date the IT guy now so they can fix your computer in a heartbeat. So anyway, yeah, dentists are smart and smart is sexy. Number 3, your parents will be impressed. Unless they're dentists, of course, and then they'll think, oh, just ho-hum. But I think most people want their children to wind up with somebody who's stable. I mean, a stable job, not stable, because somebody would argue that I'm not stable and I'm a dentist. But who else would get up early in the morning and do this or all these crazy times that I do this, right, when I could be sleeping and dreaming and or even golfing if it's daylight. But anyway, yeah, number 3, your parents will be impressed. All right. Number 4, not that money is everything, but most dentists make a great living. Now, this is, you know, what's interesting about that is if people go into the medical field, they can make a decent living, but they don't knock them dead. Don't knock it out of the park. I think a lot of people think that we do, but, you know, I have a brother who went 4 years of college, got an undergraduate degree from Ohio State. I'm pretty sure he makes $1 million a year. I mean, makes $1 million a year. Somebody writes a check and says, here's $1 million. That'll never happen to a dentist ever, ever, ever. You know what I mean? Like somebody that's a CEO of a corporation. And I was trying to do the math. What is $1 million if you get paid per month? Is that, what would that be? Something like $90,000 a month or something like that. 90 times 12. Yeah, it'd be a little over a million. So, yep, that doesn't happen to dentists, but I'm not complaining either. I've never missed a meal, and I've always had a roof over my head. So, okay, so number four was not that money is everything, but most dentists make a great living. Number five, dentists work consistent family-friendly hours. Unlike others in the medical field, most dentists have their evenings free. My wife would argue with that a little bit, but we're not just talking about me. Like we said, I am a little bit different than a lot of dentists, but because now you have places like those places that are open till 9 at night, you have places that are open on the weekend, and so it's not quite like it used to be, but I will give you that no dentist works all night, right? You don't have like the night shift, like if you're 11 p.m. to 3, what am I saying, 11 p.m. to 7 a.m., nurse or physician, ER physician. So yeah, it's pretty family friendly. And it can be more depending on how, I think, disciplined the dentist is. Okay, here's another obvious perk. This is number six, free checkups and immediate access to emergency dental work. That is very true. That is very, very true. I can't tell you how many times I've had to go in and either take care of a child or, I don't know, a niece or a in-law or not an in-law. Yeah, in-laws too. That's right. Yep. I get these things, these, you know, I dropped this or I did that. Can you see me? So it's not that I mind. I think it's kind of cool. And it's funny because people say, well, you know, when they start talking to me about dentistry at, say, a social function, and they say, I know you don't want to talk about this, but I do have this question. And it's like, you know what? I really don't mind. I think that's fine. Ask me. I'm okay with it. It's what I do, and I'm happy to help. Number seven, you'll never be scared to visit the dentist again. This is probably true, too, because if you really, really trust the dentist, you know they're not going to hurt you, and even if you were afraid in the past, you've been hurt in the past, if you're dating this person or married to this person, they're probably going to take extra time, effort, and care to make sure that you still love them. Or want to date them, or whatever. Okay, number eight. Because dentists often deal with anxiety-ridden patients, dentists are patient, reassuring, and gentle. I would say that's true. At least seems like it's true in my case, I hope. The stories I've been hearing about people still being hurt right here today and now, not just 30 years ago in the hills of West Virginia, makes me wonder if everybody is kind and gentle and all that. But I think in general, dentists do try to be very patient and reassuring and gentle. Okay, and that means they're, you know, I mean, I think that carries through. You can't be mean and nasty in your social life and kind and gentle at the dental chair when you're working on a patient. I just don't think that works. So I think that probably carries through. So that was number eight. Number nine, your significant other will look forward to date night. After a long day of talking to people with their mouths stuck wide open, chatting with someone who can move their jaw is a nice change of pace. Yes and no, you know, because a lot of times when the person has their mouth open, I get to do all the talking. I don't really have to listen to what they have to say. Just kidding, of course. They try, and I'm pretty good at learning. I've learned dental ease, you know, the talking with their mouth full and numb. It's amazing how much we can really understand. But yeah, okay. So number 10, dentistry is a noble profession. So your date, meaning the dentist, alleviates discomfort and makes people's lives better. And that is probably somebody you would like to be around. I mean, let's face it, we all want to give back in our own way. We all want to feel like we've left the world a little better than it was when we found it and be remembered by as many people as possible, which is how I'm trying to live my life, in a good way, of course. I don't want to be remembered for, you know, shooting the president or something. That seems to be a quick way to become famous. But, you know, at my Rotary Club on Friday morning, every Friday we do a question where we go around the table and everybody answers a question. And this past Friday, the question was, complete this sentence. I live my life in a way that, and then everybody completed the sentence their way. Well, mine was, in a way that I will be missed by as many people as possible when I'm gone, in a nice way. So dentistry being a noble profession was number 10. Okay, number 11. Oh, looks like it's time to go to a break. I'm getting that pointing to her watch, producer speak, which is okay. That's good. Stop me. And so I'll tell you what we're going to do is we're going to do Dr. Kavitska's question of the day soon when we come back. And by the way, if you call in, you will win free flowers from Weisdenberg Florist. So you may want to get ready to dial. But before we do the question, we have to have you listen to this.
This station will not be held liable for any contesting during The Reasons We Smile with Dr. Kavitko. Participation in the contest allows Dr. Kavitko to record and broadcast your name and call. One winner per household. Prizes are non-transferable, cannot be substituted, and are subject to taxes and fees. This station cannot be responsible for the inability to enter the contest, whether due to equipment malfunction or telephone difficulties. All decisions of Dr. Kavitko concerning this contest or eligibility are final.
And now it's time for Dr. Kavitko's question of the day.
All right. And as I mentioned, the winner will receive free flowers from Weisdenberg Florist. They'll be delivered to your place of business this Tuesday afternoon. And the question is, which of the following reasons are reasons people might want to date a dentist? A, sweet kisses. Dentists usually have impeccable dental hygiene. B, dentists are smart and smart is sexy. C, your parents will be impressed. D, you'll never be afraid to visit the dentist again. Or E, all of the above. All right, the winner's going to receive those free flowers. The number to call, 614-459-9769. That's 614-459-9769. So go ahead and call now.
Stay tuned to Dr. Kavitko.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kavitko, general dentist and host of The Reasons We Smile radio and roadshow. Did you know that you no longer need to visit several different dental professionals to get more complete dental care? We handle everything from cleanings and orthodontics to restoration, implants, and smile makeovers, all in my office. And now we have two locations. Get the most advanced technology and procedures available today. It's more complete dentistry.
Visit worldsmostinterestingdentist.com for more info about Dr. Kavitko.
Hi, I'm Johanna, and I've been a dental patient at Dr. Kavitko and Associates for over 10 years. I would really recommend Dr. Kavitko for your family's dental care. They're friendly. They're always there to help me. I feel like family when I walk in the door. It's clean. It's comfortable. Even if I have to bring my kids, they have a great playroom for them. I know when I'm with Dr. Kavitko, they are taking that extra time to make sure that I'm going to be the healthiest I can be. They've been great. I love them.
Call Dr. Kavitko and Associates today, 614-262-9255.
Hi, my name's Athena. My family and I have been patients of Dr. Kavitko and Associates for over 10 years. We've gone to Dr. Kavitko for numerous reasons, especially cleanings, crowns, and root canals. Since going to Dr. Kavitko, I get compliments every day on how beautiful my smile is, and people always ask me how I get my teeth so white. I used to be afraid of the dentist, but Dr. Kavitko and his staff make you feel very comfortable and relaxed, and I'm not afraid anymore. I would recommend Dr. Kavitko for all your family's dental needs.
Call Dr. Kavitko and Associates today, 614-262-9588.
Hi, this is Richard Simmons. Dr. Kavitko's here, and he's going to help you with all of your problems. Are your teeth yellow? He can fix that. Are you missing a tooth? He can put a new one in. How is that?
That's very good. Thank you, Richard.
All right, we're back. We are doing Dr. Kavitko's question of the day. We have four people on the line. We have Kelly, Tom, Peter, and Charlotte. And I'm just going to do a dice, and it looks like it came up number one, Kelly. Hey, Kelly, how are you today? Hi.
Fine.
Good. I want to know if you have the answer to today's question.
Yes, all the above.
That's right. That's right. Well, thank you so much for listening. And for calling in, that's really cool. You're going to get those flowers from Weisdenberg. We do want you to stay on the line, though, because we need to get your address, okay?
Okay.
Thank you very much. All right. Well, so, awesome. Okay, now let's go back to 15 reasons you might want to date a dentist. And remember, these are from eHarmony. And so, let's see here. The next one, we left off at number 10, which was dentistry being a noble profession. And you know what? If you're just joining us, let me go back and recap. Number one was sweet kisses, meaning impeccable dental hygiene. Most dentists have. Dentists are smart and sexy. Dentists are smart and smart is sexy. That's number two. Three was your parents will be impressed. Four, not that money is everything, but most dentists make a great living. Five, dentist work is consistent, family-friendly, with family-friendly hours, and usually you have your evenings free. Six, free checkups and immediate access to emergency dental work. Seven, you'll never be scared to visit the dentist again. Eight was because we often deal with anxiety-ridden patients, dentists are patient, reassuring, and gentle. Nine was your significant other will look forward to date night, because after a long day of talking to people with their mouth stuck open, chatting with someone who can move their jaw would be a nice change of pace. Now 11. Oh, 10 was dentistry is a noble profession. Your date alleviates discomfort and makes people's lives better. Okay, number 11. For the more adult-minded, there are plenty of drill jokes to be referenced. there's a saying in dentistry called drill and fill and bill them. And that's not what we're talking about here, but I just thought that's funny. Okay, number 12. After spending the day in scrubs, your dentist will scrub up well, so that not only do dentists have great oral hygiene, but we have pretty good personal hygiene too, right? And, you know, for example, I don't eat onions or garlic ever. I know that I'm going to be working very, very close to people, so I know that I have to be absolutely, pristine as much as I can. And I would never go to the office, let's say, after being outside sweating as I cut the grass or something. You know, always, always, always come clean and ready to go. Okay, number 13, not sure which toothpaste to buy? Your partner can help you make that decision or even supply a free tube or two. And that's true, too. You'll have this never-ending source of the ability to ask questions, the kind of questions that just kind of befuddle some people, and your date will be able to answer that for you. All right, number 14, dentists aren't easily grossed out. After spending the day staring at infected gums and hygiene disasters, and in my case, pus and blood and tissue and stitches and all kinds of stuff, it says that nothing you could bring to the relationship health-wise will phase your date. And that would be certainly true. Okay, the last one, number 15, dentists wash their hands well. If you're a germaphobe, a dentist is your dream date. And that's probably true as well. It is true. I know that a lot of people are very much germaphobes these days, and they don't want to shake hands. They want to do just the fist bump. And even the director of the Department of Health, Dr. Long, she doesn't even do fist bumping. She does elbow bumping. She will not shake your hand, nor will she do a fist bump, because she doesn't want to pass germs. So, personally, I think that's carrying it a little too far, but hey, she's the director of the health department, so who am I to judge, right? So anyway, there you have it, the 15 reasons you might want to date a dentist. And as I mentioned, we are going to also, another part of today's show is we're going to give you 7 signs of disease that your teeth can reveal. So because there are 7 of them, and we're not quite ready for a break, let's get started on that list, and we'll probably have to break that up into 2 sections because of the fact that we'd go to a break here in another 3 minutes or so. 3 minutes, 2 minutes. Okay, so we dentists are trained to spot more than just cavities. These red flags of dental problems in your mouth may signal a health issue happening elsewhere in your body. You may have type 2 diabetes. Red swollen gums that may bleed are the hallmark of periodontal disease, an incredibly common condition that affects more than 47% of Americans that are 30 and older, and more than 70% of adults 65 and older, according to the CDC. Periodontal disease is brought on by bacteria in the mouth that infect the tissues and create plaque. Diabetes makes periodontal disease worse. And periodontal disease can also make the blood sugar more difficult to control. Research shows that diabetes is a major risk factor for periodontitis, a more serious form of periodontal disease that can damage soft tissues and destroy the bone that supports teeth. In fact, people with diabetes are 3 times more susceptible to developing periodontitis than those who aren't. If gums bleed a lot and are swollen, or the patient is having frequent abscesses or infections, we dentists might start to question if you have a family history of diabetes. Diabetes is an the only health problem associated with periodontal disease. However, by the way, the disease, which triggers a harmful inflammatory response, is also linked to a higher risk of heart attack and stroke. There are other type 2 diabetes symptoms you shouldn't ignore. Okay, another one is if you have acid reflux. Eating garlic, knots, and forgetting to brush your tongue aren't the only causes of bad breath. In some cases, especially if you already have a solid brushing and flossing regimen in place, a lingering case of halitosis can signal a health problem such as gastroesophageal reflux disease, which is also known as GERD, G-E-R-D. You may not even know that you have it, since GERD is sometimes a silent condition and can occur during sleep. But over time, GERD can wear away your teeth. In fact, research shows that 24% of people with GERD have tooth erosion, which a dentist can easily spot. There are other silent signs of acid reflux that you might overlook. Now, I can spot somebody with, you know, this GERD is like, this erosion of the teeth is actually very obvious. The enamel is just gone. The teeth begin to look like a candle. Let's say the teeth used to be a candle and you lit it. It just starts to kind of melt away without that little pool in the middle. And so when we see that, we start thinking about somebody that is anorexic, bulimic, or even GERD. So that's an interesting one. And like I said, it looks like we have to go to a break, and we'll do the other five reasons when we come back. You're listening to The Reasons We Smile with Dr. Kvitko, and we'll be right back.
This is Clark Kellogg. Stay tuned for more of Dr. Kvitko.
When it comes to the overall health of your teeth, trust the experience of Dr. Kvitko and Associates. From dental cleanings and exams to restoration, dental implants, and pediatric care, Dr. Kvitko and Associates can give you something to smile about.
There's a lot of places out there that offer discount dentistry, but at Dr. Kvitko's, he actually takes the time.
See what Dr. Kvitko and Associates can do for you. Conveniently located on High Street in Clintonville, call 262-9588. Or online at drkvitko.com.
Estás escuchando con Dr. Kvitko aquí en su sesión favorita.
Hi, I'm Dominique Reigert. Like what you hear? Why not use the show to promote your product or service by becoming a sponsor? Call 614-262-9588 to learn how. That's 614-262-9588. Call now.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kvitko, general dentist and host of The Reasons We Smile radio and roadshow. I've been honored to help several famous people get a perfect smile, like Keith Carlos and Dominique Reigert from America's Next Top Model, and Ted the Golden Voice Williams from right here in Columbus. Isn't it time you had a celebrity smile? It costs less than you might think, and most of the time, it can be done in one visit. A new smile can make a world of difference.
Visit worldsmostinterestingdentist.com for more info about Dr. Kvitko.
I'm Grandpa, and I go to Dr. Kvitko, and I still have all my teeth. Real ones. Where's my glasses?
We're back. I'm Dr. Kvitko. This is The Reasons We Smile. If you're just joining us, this is episode number 433. We are now in the middle of giving you seven signs of disease your teeth can reveal. The first one was type 2 diabetes. Your dentist might be able to pick up on the fact that you have that. The second one was acid reflux disease, also known as GERD. The third one we haven't given out, but we're going to do that now, is you're majorly stressed out. Grinding or clenching your teeth can be a sign that you are under pressure. These are other signs, rather, the stress is making you sick. Over time, you can grind down and damage your teeth, causing sensitivity and pain. You can eventually get to the dentin under the enamel. Your bite height can change, and you can create TMJ problems. There's also a risk of fracture. You can break teeth. Among other signs of stress, having a painful canker sore or two, although the jury is still out when it comes to the exact cause of canker sores, they occur more frequently in people who are stressed. Although the sores are painful, they're thankfully benign. Try one of these canker sore home remedies to make them disappear. And if you have a white or red lesion in your mouth that doesn't clear up in 2 weeks, that can be a sign of oral cancer and warrants a doctor's visit and a biopsy right away, or a dental visit for that matter, right? Because I find that also. The next one is your bone mineral density is low. Loose teeth, including dentures that have become loose, And receding gums can be signs of low bone mineral density, which can lead to osteoporosis. Women with osteoporosis are three times more likely to experience tooth loss than those who do not have the disease. That's according to the National Institute of Arthritis and Musculoskeletal and Skin Diseases. NIAMS, as it's known, suggests that dental x-rays can be used as a screening tool for osteoporosis, noting that research shows dental x-rays are effective in identifying people with osteoporosis compared to those with normal bone density. The next one, you may have an autoimmune disease. If your mouth feels as dry as a desert, certain medications may be to blame, but one possible cause is the autoimmune disease Sjögren's syndrome, which primarily affects women over 40. With the disease, the body attacks the glands that make saliva and tears, causing dryness in the mouth and eyes and increasing the risk of cavities. Although there is no cure for Sjögren's, the symptoms can be managed with treatments that help bring back some moisture. Next, you're dealing with an eating disorder. Dentists can spot the signs of anorexia and bulimia in their patients. With anorexia, nutritional deficiencies, including lack of calcium, iron, and B vitamins, can cause tooth decay, gum disease, canker sores, and dry mouth. That's according to the National Eating Disorders Association, or NEDA. With bulimia, stomach acid from vomiting can erode teeth and cause the enamel to be lost, causing sensitivity to hot and cold food and changing the color and shape of the teeth. They kind of look like a candle that's been lit on fire. In some cases, teeth can be weak enough that they actually break. NEDA notes that redness and cuts along the roof of the mouth brought on by purging is a big red flag for dentists, since damage to the soft palate is rare in people who are healthy. And here's another one. This would be the last one, and it's good because we're running out of time. But anyway, this last one, you may have celiac disease. According to the National Institute of Health, dentists are in a unique position to identify celiac diseases or disease in patients if they know what to look for. Even though the condition, an autoimmune disease in which gluten damages the small intestine, is associated with gastrointestinal symptoms, celiac disease can also affect the teeth, leading to dental enamel defects. The disease can cause tooth discoloration, namely white, yellow, or brown spots on the teeth. It can also cause teeth to appear pitted or banded, like a groove going across the teeth. These defects are symmetrical and typically crop up on the incisors and on molars. Other oral symptoms of celiac disease include recurring canker sores, a smooth red tongue, tongues are normally bumpy, and dry mouth. Okay, so those are the kinds of things. Think of that. That's a lot of disease. Those are a lot of disease processes that we dentists will spot for you. That makes it another reason that you should come to the dentist on a regular basis, you know, every 6 months at least. And by the way, if you're staying home because nothing hurts right now, you're really doing yourself a big disservice, because tooth decay doesn't hurt and gum disease doesn't hurt. And yet, it will never heal themselves. They never heal themselves. The body will heal itself in lots of ways. You can cut your arm, cut your finger. You can, get a cold or a flu, and you will heal, even if you don't go to the doctor. But anything in your mouth does not heal itself. Just doesn't. I mean, when I say anything, I don't mean canker sores. They go away on their own. But dental decay, abscesses, gum disease, periodontal disease, bone loss, never, ever heals itself. All right. Well, it looks like we're pretty much out of time. And by the way, we'll have to save the 8 ways you've been brushing your teeth all wrong for another episode, maybe next week or the week after. But looks like, let me just wrap things up here. Let me remind you that we are doing the Dentists from the Heart event, okay? June 10th, 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. Call my office at 614-262-9588 and get registered to help us. We need volunteer dentists, assistants, and hygienists, okay? All right, so it looks like, I think we are really out of time, because if I don't, my producer's going to be shaking her left arm again. That's all the time we have. Don't forget to follow me on Twitter. It's at Dr. Kvitko. Visit my office Facebook page and like us. That is Dr. Kvitko and Associates. Be sure to join me next week and every week right here on your favorite station. Goodbye.
This is Carly Red from Love & Hip Hop Atlanta, the hit show on VH1, urging you to tune in next week with my dentist, Dr. Kvitko.
If you're interested in learning more about this and other dental health topics, go to thereasonswesmile.com to access full episodes of Dr. Kvitko's show.
If you'd like Dr. Kvitko, the world's most interesting dentist, to speak at your next event, please call 614-262-9588. That's 614-262-9588, or send an email to speaking@thereasonswesmile.com.